Mark Ruffalo calls for economic revolution because capitalism is killing us. By Ben Q on December 2, 2019. Actor and left-wing activist Mark Ruffalo, reportedly worth around $30 million, has called for an economic revolution in the United States, warning that free market capitalism is killing us and robbing the peace and prosperity of future generations. Ruffalo made his revolutionary call via Twitter, sharing a Time magazine article entitled "How America's Elites Lost Their Grip." "It's time for an economic revolution," he wrote. "Capitalism today is failing us, killing us, and robbing from our children's future." The article, written by Time editor-at-large and NBC political analyst Anand Giridharadas, examines the rise of hardline anti-capitalist candidates and ideas into the mainstream, as well as the rise of left-wing movements in countries such as Chile and Argentina. Giridharadas' piece also looks at how certain events over the course of 2019, including the backlash against Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos's plans to set up a headquarters in New York, the celebrity-studded college bribery scandal, and Facebook's meager $5 billion fine from the Federal Trade Commission, have all contributed to many feeling that capitalism is rigged in favor of the few. As a seasoned left-wing activist and supporter of Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, Ruffalo uses much of his political capital to rail against the supposed evils of capitalism. However, his last major anti-capitalist tirade was back in 2011 during the Occupy Wall Street protests. He later wrote about his activism for The Guardian in an op-ed entitled "We Are the 99%, despite reports that he is worth around $30 million. "It is a thing of beauty to see so many people in love with the ideal of democracy, so alive with its promise, so committed to its continuity in the face of crony capitalism and corporate rule," he wrote at the time. "That should be celebrated. It should be respected and admired." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.